independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
As I recall, there was a point when you were not a big fan of the gentleman who's now in office as president.
I never said that.
Really? You didn't call him a dangerous demagogue?
I said that I thought that out of the two candidates running, he was not the one that you should vote for. You should vote for the other one, who I still had some issues with.
Right.
was very careful in what I said, and I meant it.
Okay.
That right there, Michael Bloomberg on Whoopi's show. Is it kind of pretty much Whoopi's show more than anybody else? She seems to me like the lead in The View. But Bloomberg on there. And I bring this up because I was interested in what he had to say, because this is a guy who has been, he wasn't a huge fan of Hillary, he talks about that, and wasn't a fan of Trump, and I think they have a personal history. New Yorkers, I think there's a lot of personal history and some animosity between the two on some other things as well. Plus, you know, I'm sure Trump's not thrilled by the fact that what's Bloomberg worth, like $30 billion? And that's not good, right? Like, your money's not fair. I'll flip you for it. That's sad. Chad, you're mean. But, you know, he wasn't kind to Trump along the way. He did say some stuff that wasn't great to say. But he says something here, and I'm going to point it out in a second, that is as spot on as it gets. And it's what I've been saying. It's what I've been calling for to everybody out there, even when I talk to my friends who are progressive, even when I talk to my friends who are Democrats, even when I talk to my friends who are uber crazy, crazy liberals, something that I say all of the time.
But did you think he was a dangerous demagogue?
I don't think I used the word demagogue.
What about con man?
I did. That I did.
Come for that now, yeah.
So here he said con man. He said, you know, that he liked Hillary better than Trump. He said all of those things. But then he says this, and this is it. This is the thing that people have to understand. And I've said it. I've used the pilot analogy a billion gazillion times.
Let's just all hope that Donald Trump is a good president of the United States. He's our president, and we need this country to be run well. I didn't vote for him, but I would not make the mistake Mitch McConnell said when Barack Obama was elected, let's make him a one-term president. Yeah. Let's not make this work. And I thought, that's our country. That's my kids and my grandkids. We have to make it work. You have an election. Whoever wins, then we got to get behind and work. And you can run against somebody else.
That right there is it. Boom. I didn't want President Obama to fail. I wanted him to be a success. Not because I'm a liberal Democrat or a progressive, but because I'm an American. Okay? Because I'm an American, I want my president to succeed. Trump was the most interesting of all of the people that were running. Trump was the most interesting. That's the way I looked at it. But I liked Kasich. Kasich was my man. Kasich didn't win. Kasich was the pretty much the last man standing against Trump, but it was over and done and dusted. I didn't want there to be anybody out there that was our president that I was going to say, you know what? Hillary's my president. I hope she fails. No, Hillary's my president. I hope she succeeds. Trump's my president. I hope he succeeds. It's over. It's done. Let's move on. When you talk to people, they have made this world us versus them. It's not it. It's red, white, and blue. That's what it is. We move forward, not backwards. Will he make mistakes? Yes. But you want him to succeed. I tell people, this is not my president, like the airplane pilot analogy. I don't like this airplane pilot. It's not the one I would have chose, but it's the pilot you got. Nah, it's not my pilot. We're 36,000 feet in the air. He's the only pilot here. He's your pilot. Do you want that pilot to crash so you can somehow revel in the excitement that that pilot crashed? No, you don't. You want the pilot to succeed and get you where you're going. That's what I want. He said it. I have said it over and over again. People ask me, would you have really been behind Hillary? Yes. Doesn't mean I wouldn't criticize her, because I criticize him. But I would have praised her. Praise was due, just like I do with Trump. I give you a fair, honest assessment with no BS, hopefully some laughter and some infotainment. But that is as right and as real as it gets right there. It's over. It's done. And yet right now the media is playing this game where they're relitigating it and replaying it over and over and in some way, shape, or form, trying to figure out, and I think a lot of it is too, people are trying to figure out, how did we not win? Doesn't matter. It's over. You can plan for the next election, and then you can plan for the election after that. You got your midterms, and then you've got another presidential race. You can do that, but stop doing this. Is ridiculous. There's no there. There's no tapes of Comey, as Trump said today. None of that stuff is out there. We need to move on. It's better for all of us if we put it in front of us as the future and where we're going and hope that our president has the right ideas, does the right things, put people in the right places to do the things that are going to make us greater again. Because I always thought we were great, but to make us even greater. That's what I want. 110%. I think that's what most people want. But people are so stuck in their ways. People are so angry in their ways. They would rather have their lives struggle and them fail so they could see the next person they want get in than to see this person to succeed. And that is asinine. It really, really is. We need to be moving forward in a way that's better for all of us, but we can't, because we have now turned this into the Lakers, the Celtics, right? The Yankees, the Sox, the Patriots in the NFL, your team, my team. It's not what it is. We're all on the same team here. We're all on the same team. And you should criticize, and you should praise, and you should be honest in assessing, not what you think you should assess, but the honesty of what's in front of us. Yesterday, the big joke about Trump wants to do the wall, and it's going to make it solar, and I said, hey, if you think Trump takes the wall and makes it solar, if I was to tell you that it would cut immigration down to virtually nothing, and at the same time, it would save people money and help the environment, would you want that? No, because that's wrong. But if Hillary would have suggested it, they'd have been all over it, because it's us versus them. He's your president. Give him a chance. He's your president. Give him a chance. The media, the stars, he's an idiot. He's a clown. He's a horrible human being. He's a stupid moron. The rest of the world thinks he's an idiot. Why? Because you guys say he is? Because you guys think he's an idiot? Yeah? Is that why? Well, the Prime Minister of Australia made fun of him. Yeah, well, the Prime Minister of Australia doesn't have a pot to piss in compared to him. Right? It's Australia. Love it. It's great. Women are beautiful. It's down under. But so what? We don't make fun of them a little bit? But you jump on that bandwagon. Look, they think he's stupid. Well, he's your president, so he's representing you. So you should want him to be successful, because if you don't, it's un-American. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. If you are like me, you work throughout the day, your kids go to school or camp or doing whatever you're doing, your house is left unattended, meaning between the hours of 10 and 3, while you're at work, the kids are away, guess what? Your house is wide open in a lot of ways to be a burglar's dream. Most home invasions happen between 10 and 3. That's when they're doing their worst work while you're doing your best work. What do? Well, it's pretty simple. Stop intruders in their tracks with Simply Safe Home Security. SimpliSafe is a completely wireless system that's easy to install. In less than an hour, your arsenal that can protect your home is ready to roll, installed, up and running. Entry sensors, glass break sensors, high-definition security camera. You're going to know what's going on inside of your home even when you're not there. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees. You get round-the-clock professional monitoring with SimpliSafe, and you get all of that for less than $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Benson and get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Benson for 10% off. SimpliSafe.com/Benson gets you 10% off and gets you an arsenal to protect your home. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Cosby showing the cojones that he has in a world where, quite frankly, I don't think he knows what's going on and how people really feel about them. And we've got some NBA updates. We got lots of stuff happening. The draft is tonight. Where did LeVar and his father go to? Chad Benson Show.
No need to sit there foaming at the mouth. Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Woo, now doesn't that feel better?
With the first pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Markelle Fultz from the University of Washington. The second pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Lonzo Ball from UCLA.
Well, it went as predicted. You've got Markelle Fultz on his way to Philadelphia, and Lonzo Ball heading to the Lakers, which is what apparently Zeus and Jesus told his father, LeVar, that that would happen. How he has a hotline to Zeus and Jesus, I do not know. But he's on his way to the Lakers. Markelle Fultz will be a 76er. This was, for those of you who just... You know, we talked about McGregor, right? Remember McGregor? You know, 3 years ago, how he was struggling, had nothing, and now he's on his way to making $100 million in boxing. And, you know, he's made God knows how much, another $40-50 million in MMA and off or outside of the octagon. Markelle Fultz is the number one pick. 3 years ago, he was cut by his high school varsity team and was in JV, struggling. And now he's the number one pick in the NBA draft in 3 short years. You just don't know. Unlike somebody like Lonzo Ball, who had all of the fanfare in the world, and then some, and had a dad who pushed, and was part of his life from top to bottom and part of his basketball life. And by the way, there are two other brothers behind him. This is what his dad said about LiAngelo, his son. He told his son, you're probably not going to make the NBA because you're not good enough. Man, that's a pop right there. Says he's brutally honest in regarding the NBA's prospect of his middle son, LiAngelo. Told my boys that one of them wasn't going to make it because if you got all three, only one, maybe two make it to the NBA. LiAngelo is going to be taken care of either way. By the way, he's a pretty good player, too, and you never know what's going to happen in a couple of years. But instant millionaire. Instant millionaire. You got to start thinking of what it's like to be in that position, especially for a lot of these young African-American kids who have grown up in places where this was a ticket out of a bad situation and potentially a ticket to help mom and dad, or in many cases, mom or grandma or aunt. Whoever's taking care of him. And it's an amazing thing, I'm sure. It's absolutely one of those things where, you know, you wake up and you're like, you know, wow, tonight's the night. You know, you've worked hard since you were, you know, last night Jack had his first basketball game. And Jack, there's no illusion that Jack is going to ever play in the NBA, although he loves basketball and it's fun. And he's 7 years old. And it was like watching Lord of the Flies with a basketball. It was hilarious. It was, but you see these other little kids that are out there that are before the practice or before his little game that are, you know, not much older than Jack, and they're doing all the things the NBA players are, and you can see the dreams in their eyes, right? You can see their dreams. Jack's lucky. You know, daddy works hard. Mommy works hard. Daddy's going to provide him with an amazing life and opportunities that other kids aren't going to get. But for a lot of other kids, they're never going to have a chance like that. You know, I got daddy. Daddy's got the three little ones in this. I got my two little brothers and him. They're blessed this week. They've been swimming. They've been living a life that is amazing. Most kids aren't going to get an opportunity like that, like a lot of these kids. You know, but I see it. And these kids, they're dreaming. They're dreaming in their eyes. Opportunities coming. Opportunities coming. Opportunity. I got to be able to do this. For some, it's an opportunity. Hey, hopefully I get to college. But for a lot of other ones, it's, you know what, man? I'm growing up, and it's tough. And I want a chance to get my mom out of this. I want a chance to get my mom and dad out of this situation that they've been in. I want to give them an opportunity at life. And they take this, and they work at it, and they work at it. It's crazy. Instant millionaires. Think about that. Waking up today, knowing you've gone through all of that stuff, you know, 12 years of hard practice, day after day, late night shooting, doing all of those kind of things, and having a gift, and then developing that gift. And in many ways, developing in situations that are completely horrible surroundings. And the opportunity to wake up today in a hotel in a place like New York, Chicago, or L.A., knowing that from now on, you're never going to have to worry again. Not going to have to worry again. That's got to be awesome. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Somebody texted in and said, you know what would have been good, say, Chad, instead of us supporting the president, hopefully we'll get better, stronger, and greater under him. Yeah, absolutely. I hope that. But a lot of people would sacrifice that if they thought their candidate could be the next president. And that's the sad thing. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Bill Cosby is apparently going to try to go on tour. And it's funny because we were just talking about athletes and money. And his little mini tour or whatever he's going to do is seminars are going to be to teach people how to avoid sexual assault claims, which is, you know, our allegations. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And as we were talking about the NBA players before this, because, you know, look, these guys, you're 19 years old. You're getting handed a $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 every other week check. You've got money to burn, time to burn. You travel first class. You want for nothing. You're a celebrity and then some. You know what? The NBA and NFL and Major League Baseball and stuff, they're trying to get in a situation where they teach these kids, look, you guys are marks. You got to watch out. You know who shouldn't be teaching that? Bill Cosby. That's who. Somebody who, you know, went to Duke University and was accused of something. There's somebody, right? The frat guys from Virginia, there's somebody. Some athletes in the past that have been accused of stuff and have been acquitted and or the charges were dropped, there's somebody. Bill Cosby? No, is the answer to that. But the pudding with the pudding pop and the, oh, my God, and I can't believe. And what do you mean, 60? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Michael McAllen, Texas. KURV. What's happening, brother?
Hey, how's it going, Chad? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to riff on this idea that, you know, these guys getting these $100 million contracts, you know, it doesn't always lead to a better life necessarily. You know, they don't always not have problems anymore. I just want to see what you thought about that.
Well, you know, I mean, you're right. Look, there's sometimes more money and more problems. And sometimes these kids who grow up in bad situations bring with them bad elements and they're handed stuff. And what ends up happening is they don't understand money. They don't understand a lot of these things. And they go and they overspend and they give away a lot of money, just like a lot of lottery winners. They don't understand how it, you know, how to take care of it, and they lose it. I think more of these kids are getting smarter because they're seeing mistakes that other people are making and the league's becoming a bigger part of it. But still, you're going to have mistakes, right? You're going to have people who fail, who go out there and they waste money on, million-dollar, houses that, float on water, and they buy, all kinds of jewelry, and they piss it all away, essentially. But most of these guys are going to be okay. Doesn't mean all of them are, but that's life, right? I mean, that's a lot of that's life. Yeah. A lot of times we don't hear about the lottery winners whose lives are okay and it's for the better. We only hear about the bad ones. A lot of these guys will be all right. But somebody like LaVar Ball, whose dad has a big, bright vision, whose dad's been in his life, whose mom's been in his life, who understands stuff, I think he'll be fine. Some of these other guys, I don't know. But, again, part of it's the maturing and growing up. And when you hand a kid who's never had really anything a $2 million paycheck, a $10 million signing bonus, they're going to go a little crazy, right? They are, especially if you've not grounded them. And that's why, I tell you what, that's why I'm glad to see a lot of these leagues, and I appreciate your call, my man, jump on the bandwagon early, Michael, and get to these kids and say, look, you guys need to start learning about what you do for retirement, how you positioned yourself for the rest of the world, who should and shouldn't manage your money. Because sometimes they lose their money, and it's not because they were out buying 15 homes. It's not because they were out buying flashy cars. It's because they got people who they thought were real, genuine business people involved in their lives who took advantage of them. So there's lots of things here. But by and large, the opportunity to turn their lives around is there. And, hopefully some of them do it. I was reading a couple weeks ago that one of the guys who was taken first in the NFL draft bought his mom and grandma a massive home. They've been living in virtually nothing. And it didn't cost him a ton of money because, I come in California, I think, wow, he spent like $8 million. I'm like, oh, he spent like $200,000. But whatever. But to be able to do that, how great. Who wouldn't want to do that? If you had a chance today to take care of your mom and dad for life, wouldn't you do it? Right? If you had a chance to set up your mom and dad who've worked so hard for you, who busted their butt, it's your aunt or it's your grandma. If you go in there and say, I paid off the deed to the house and the mortgage. I paid for everything. You never have to worry about anything again. Who wouldn't want to do something like that? I think about all the stuff. My mom and I have not always had the greatest relationship, but, we are not a close people, but we've come closer. We have respect, but I see what she does with the kids, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to help. But, yeah, who wouldn't want the opportunity for them? But he's right about one thing, man. Sometimes it isn't great for these kids. They piss it all away. You got to be smart. Then you hear stories about guys like Marshawn Lynch, right, who said he's never spent a penny of the money he's made in the NFL, and he retired for a year, and he's come back out of retirement. But all of that money, his signing bonus, everything that he's made through the years in the NFL, he never spent a dime. It was outside money and investments he spent on. Everything else put away. Not all of them will screw around. And in baseball and in basketball anymore, it's tough. They make a lot of money. And it's only going to get bigger. Football is much bigger. Shelf life. And none of that money's guaranteed. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Speaking of money, what cost us money? Healthcare. What happened today? The Democrats and the Republicans started battling over hearts, minds, and votes. Because the Senate released their Obama light bill. And of course, the Democrats took to everything from any microphone stuck into their face, or they did what Elizabeth Warren did. You go to your desk, you sit there, and then you live stream some stuff or you periscope yourself to talk about what's good, bad, or indifferent in this. And this is what she had to say.
What are they willing to let insurance companies just toss out the window? Maternity care, gone. Mental health care, gone. Treatment for opioid addiction, gone. annual limits, lifetime limits. Right now, you're fully covered, but Republicans say, nope, that can be gone too.
Nope, that could be. But as you can hear there, she's building up to where she says, let me tell you what I'm going to do with the Republicans that is going to help them. Because, you know, that's the whole thing. Is you could tell by the sounds in these people's voice how they're ready not to critique, not to criticize, but to offer a helping hand in fixing Obamacare, which is dying a slow, painful death. It's like watching one of those horrible romantic movies, you know? Guys, you take a girl to see a movie, it's a chick flick, and it's not a romantic comedy. It's one of those dramatic movies where the one person suffers for the entire time, finally gets something they think they want in life, and all of a sudden they slowly but surely get some rare disease and die. And you're like, that's what's happening with Obamacare. So here she is. This has got to be the one where she's decided, hey, let me tell you guys how we're going to help.
And, of course, the section we were all looking for, the Republicans have said no more funding for Planned Parenthood, for the millions of women who count on Planned Parenthood, for cancer screenings, for STI tests, for basic health care services. Gone.
Okay, hold on. Am I pushing the wrong Anthony? The third one? I'm sorry, guys. It's the third one where she offers up help.
Make no mistake. This bill is about tax breaks for the rich, and this bill is about Republicans saying, hey, those are our priorities. We're taking care of the people we care about, and everyone else can just bear the costs of it.
God, wow. Wow. Okay. No, never mind. I was like, oh, there's got to be some Democrats out there that got it. Pelosi, finally. Here it is. This is the one where they're talking about, hey, let us help you.
Trump care inflicts great suffering on veterans, on seniors, on working families, on rural communities. It is a job killer, too.
Okay. I'm not good at this. I mean, I've done this before. I push all the buttons all the time. Maybe stuff's mislabeled. Here's Chuck Schumer. Let's see what he has to say. This has got to be Chuck's a good guy. He's always got something good to say and positive about stuff like this.
The president said the Senate bill needed heart. The way this bill cuts health care is heartless. The president said the House bill was mean. The Senate bill may be meaner.
I'm scrambling here. Fine. Here we go. This is my bad, guys. This is the one right here. This is Washington State Democratic Senator Patty Murray. She's going to come. Sometimes I get confused and I read the things and I think that some of it's negative. Of course, that's what it is. But there's positives about this, and this one's got to be positive.
What Republican leaders have put forth is truly shameful, and it needs to be stopped.
That's not a lot of positivity going on there. I'm just going to stop pushing buttons. There's a lot of criticism I hear. I hear no offering to help. I hear no admitting that it's dying. I hear no admitting that Obamacare isn't going to work long term, and short term, people think it sucks, but they're afraid of what they do not know. So they'll keep it, not realizing it's going to crash around their heads. So you heard a bunch of cuts there. Well, Chad, they're sound cuts. They could have said pause. They didn't say any positive things. It's politicking. That's exactly what it is. Period. Case closed. End of story. Politicking. No more than that. They broke it. They busted it up. They thought, hey, we got Obamacare. This thing's going to be great. Insured more people, but how much really? And at what cost? Drove up premiums when it said $2,500. You guys are going to save a year. Family of four. How about that? It's fantastic. Never even close. Deductibles completely out of reach. Healthcare and the relationship between your healthcare provider, i.e. your doctor, your nurse practitioner, is further away than it's ever been. How about that? Costs spiraling out of control. Taxes going through the roof. jobs?
Well, we created millions of jobs.
You created a lot of $8 an hour jobs. But people at decent jobs, they saw their jobs cut back, didn't they? A little bit, right? We can only have you on for 22 hours because otherwise we're going to have to, you know, go and give you health care, and we just can't afford to do that. Well, you did for a while. Well, they kept giving me a waiver, and they didn't make me participate. They're making me participate now, and I can't do that. Oh, geez. Yeah. It was dying. It never had a chance. Ever had a chance. And they've offered over these 7 years, if you suffered, I suffered, we all suffered. We've all had to make choices of, you know what, my wife and I, we're going to go without health care. The kids need health care. Or, honey, you go with health care. I'll go without. I'll pay the penalty. They didn't do anything. It's about protecting a legacy, and it's about control. Republicans, they've offered up much of the same. Not going to change much to any of us. Doesn't give us more choice. Doesn't bring us closer together with our medical provider, the person that is going to diagnose us, treat us, care for us. Doesn't bring us closer together. Doesn't build on that relationship. It offers much of the same with just a little bit of stuff moved around. But Democrats, you guys can bitch, whine, and moan all you want. You caused a good portion of this. Not that the Republicans have fixed a lot of it. But you standing there criticizing it, knowing full well it was dying, and our pockets were being fleeced to pay for it, that should piss us all off. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, will meet with President Trump at the White House today. The president is expected to talk to Bach about the bid by Los Angeles to host the 2024 Olympic Summer Games, according to the LA Times. Los Angeles and Paris are locked in a close race for 2024. Olympic leaders have signaled their desire to name two winners, giving 2024 to one city and 2028 to the other.
And do you know why they're going to do that? It's unprecedented. Because nobody's bidding for the games because it's a giant money suck. Everybody's looking at Brazil and all of these other countries that have hosted these things. And a lot of these countries, right, these things, they can't afford it. They can't afford this kind of investment. Los Angeles? Paris, the infrastructure's there. It's all here. We can host anything. In America, we can host anything overnight. Absolutely. Russia, Putin and all his buddies, they're bleeding cash. They're just literally like, hey, look, you guys want some money? Cut. Look at this. I've got money everywhere. Paris. I don't know how much I'd want to give 2024 and how much I'd want to be an athlete or a visitor there at this moment in time, but they got everything they want. They got infrastructure. They've got stadiums. They've got everything. We have the same thing. All these other little countries can't, and they're looking at Brazil and looking at all these other things. There's just no way. Why would you? You're going to go broke. Going to go broke. Plus, all the exposés and all of these investigative reports that have been done about the IOC, nobody wants to host it anymore. They're not bidding. Two bids for two separate years, those are the only two. Guess what? America, we're getting one of the Olympics, 2024 or 2028. It's coming. 7 years or 11 years, we're going to have it. Oh, my God. Some of that stuff's insane. I don't know why they host stuff in certain places. We have the internet now. That was the whole thing why people wanted the Olympics, right? You get the Olympics because of what? You want people to come see your land. It's a faraway land. Nobody knows where it's at. Everybody travels now. Everybody knows where everything else is at. I've got friends that have been all over the world. I've been all over the world. I got friends who regularly go to places like Cambodia and, you know, places you're like, oh, it's a mystical place. No, they go there all the time, right? My buddy Alex is in Beijing right now. Goes there a lot. It's no longer mystical lands, and it wasn't because of the Olympics that brought us there. We're a global society. We know where everything's out now. So there you go. Solid, fun show today. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter. You can text us, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can get your podcast for absolutely no cost whatsoever. How do you do that, Chad? Simple and easy. Go to ChadBensonShow.com. Grab your podcast in there. iHeart. You got TuneIn Radio app. iTunes. Any ever place that you think you can grab one of those, go get them, kids. Walmart, Amazon, I don't know. Grab them there if you can. Solid, fun show again today for Anthony. For Phil, my name's Chad Benson. As always, I bid you adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.